Yeah, good afternoon. How are you?
Very well,
thank
you.
Lovely day out there.
Lovely, can't complain. Easter Saturday, not a bad thing. Welcome along to the Sideline View. Firstly, congratulations to you and your team for a fantastic cricket season. Your thoughts on the season?
In a nutshell, it was hard work, really. It was probably with the restrictions around COVID and the delay to the start of the season, there was just so much uncertainty about it. And when we finally got underway in the end of October, I think it might have been, we sort of expected that we may be stopping for a period of time in terms of lockdowns and things like that. But I think we only lost one Saturday. So, in all, it was a good result.
How frustrating was it from a club's perspective, talking with you? Were they feeling frustration as well?
I think everyone was frustrated, but I think one of the things we wanted to do as a board was not make a decision, every week. Yep. We're going to start next week. So we actually set a date and just said, right, we're going to give this thing an extra, I think it might have been 4 or 5 weeks. We're going to start on this date. We'll assess it. But that's the date you're working to.
Yep. Travis Harling is the president for Bendigo Cricket Association, joining us this afternoon on the Sideline View. Well, Strathdale Mauritians pretty much cleaned up everything except for the thirds. They took out the first, the seconds and fourths, and Strathfield say took out the thirds. How was the one-day format received by the clubs? And is there any talk maybe of keeping that, or are you looking at the two-day format next season?
The formats for next season we've currently got with the clubs. We're waiting to hear back from them to get their thoughts. A few of the responses that have come in do like the two-day format. Mm-hmm. In terms of the one-day format, look, it was I thought it was a great concept in terms of, there were some really close games. You're in a game nearly every week. Yep. You sort of weren't out of the game sort of thing. So I think we're probably, from what I can see, I think we're probably heading back towards our traditional format, but we'll just wait and see what the clubs have to say and what they bring to the table.
I guess also junior cricket was very popular this year. Did you see an increase in numbers, or were numbers the same with the junior season?
Yeah, it was an interesting one. We actually were expecting a bit of a spike in juniors, yep. But we didn't really see that. And speaking to some clubs, we did get some feedback where there were, parents just sort of, let's just wait 6 months and yep. see what happens. So maybe football and soccer might get the first boom, but I'm hoping that, when we come back next year, that the participation numbers will, everyone will be feeling more confident and comfortable, and participation numbers back up.
And just finally, Travis, for you as president and the board, do you put your feet up now for a couple of weeks, or is it straight back into planning for 2021-2022?
Yeah, we wish. Now, we actually had a meeting last night, a couple of us, just to tidy up the loose ends for this season. We'll start planning next season. We've sort of got a bit of a plan to work through, women's cricket, junior cricket, senior men's cricket. Yep. We'll use the months of April, May and June to allocate to them. But, it doesn't really stop. You can have a bit of a break, but, it doesn't really stop.
I guess also with that as well, a lot of players would go into that football season potentially, or other sports, to keep themselves fit. But you can always guarantee without a shadow of a doubt somewhere around Central Victoria, those cricket nets, they will be used by somebody.
Yeah, you drive past nets or hard wicket grounds, and it's just great to see whether they're adults or kids out there playing. And our climate does allow us to play during the winter a little bit, so you're still encouraged to get out there and have a hit for the diehards that love the game.
Travis, really do appreciate your time this afternoon on the Sideline View. Enjoy your mini break, and I use that in quotation marks, and let's catch up as we look closer towards the 2021-2022 season.
No problem. Have a great weekend.